Don't feed them after midnight, they said. But they were not listened to. And now we suffer. This is our news.
Quick. Accurate. Brilliant. This is Unaction News tonight. Reporting from here headquarters in some town. Bringing you all the news, all the time. Now, here's your quick, accurate, and brilliant Unaction News reporter tonight, LJ Lego.
Dateline, April 15th, 2010, Wickea Heights, California. Coincidence or conspiracy? At the same time, unauthorized changes to the Unnews front page caused mild confusion. Gremlins have also struck the Associated Press. On Tuesday, a junior editor from the boiler room where Unnews audio is broadcast came upstairs, renamed some files, and caused the new article skeleton to appear in the day's list of news stories. When research revealed the bug would recur every day until the rapture and beyond, unless Jesus Christ were to provide coddling tips, the change was undone. But around the same time, comparable gremlins attacked the AP, and the attack continued through Wednesday. The initial stories had baby talk, headlines, and only one line of text. Then a story appeared acclaiming Wembley Field is dangerous. The story began, "This is a test too of the Associated Press and is not intended for publication or broadcasting." But the story was picked up by contract redistributors such as MyWay.com, which ran it under Top News. Other articles in the tech news category were headlined, "Nobody knows why things are what they are. Please work," and "Test from Gabbo." While nobody does know why things are what they are, these news stories are also believed to be tests. AP is also reporting that the volcano in Iceland has erupted again, but no one knows what to make of this report. Our news personnel have denied complicity, but the Wikia legal department is taking precautions in case subpoenas arrive, including drawing the shades and taking telephones off the hook. This has been On News with LJ Lego.